Paul Ramel broadcasting over here at Minnesota West Community College in Canby. They have a big event going on here, the Extravaganza 2023. And joining me is Peter Gerard of the Peter is the diesel instructor here, a long-time diesel instructor, right, Peter?
Quite a few years, 41 years.
I enjoy the Extravaganza. I've missed it the last few years. Terry Overlander's filled in for me.
Yep.
I've been on a state girls basketball. This was scheduled for last week, wasn't it?
It was scheduled for last Thursday, but the weather didn't cooperate this year.
What's new with that, right?
Exactly.
That's like the story of the year here, a lot of postponements and stuff. But you got the event going on today. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the Diesel Extravaganza started back in 97, 98, roughly in that area, and it was started by the students.
Oh, okay.
And basically, we try to keep the students, the ones that are making the decisions for the day, for bringing in the equipment and the schedule throughout the day. Well, with their selling raffle tickets,
okay.
We have a burger feed from noon until 7 tonight.
Okay.
That'll go on, and they raise money for scholarships for incoming students and any special equipment we might need during the year, that type of thing.
All right. There's a big need for diesel mechanics, isn't there?
Absolutely. I tell the students when they come in, when they graduate, they pick the town they want to live in, and if there's a diesel shop, they can have the job there.
Yep, right away.
Exactly.
And it pays well?
It pays very well. It's nothing not to see a student making in anywhere from 75 to six digits within 5 to 10 years after graduation from here.
Wow. I think I might have to change professions.
Yeah?
Can you teach me how to fix this big rig here in front of us?
Or? We'll sign you up today for next fall, Paul, if you want.
Peter, how long have you been the diesel instructor here at Canby?
I've been teaching for 41 years.
41 years here,
yep.
At Minnesota West, huh?
Yes.
And you just informed me that you're going to hang her up. You're going to retire, huh?
That's right. This spring, I'm going to turn the reins over to another former student that went through the diesel program.
So did you go through this diesel program yourself?
Yes. I graduated from here in 1978.
Oh.
I worked in industry for 5 years and ended up coming back. I was going to do this for 5 years, and now it's been 41. You never know.
It goes fast, too, doesn't it?
It does.
What do you enjoy about your job, Peter?
You know, probably one of the biggest or most rewarding things is to have young people come in that want to learn about mechanics and watch them grow over the 2 years. And many times, 5, 10 years down the road after they've been out, they'll stop back in and their big success stories and seeing the lights come on in their eyes when you're lecturing to them, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's got to be rewarding for you, right?
It is, very rewarding.
So when you talk diesel mechanics, you're not only talking semis, you're talking tractors, everything, huh?
We're a heavy-duty diesel program.
Okay.
Today we've got a big semi in here, tractors, construction equipment, anything to do with the diesel industry, when the students get done, they can go and work wherever.
Okay. Yeah. How many students do you usually have, or are you allowed to have, or whatever?
We usually try to start somewhere around between 20 and 25 students per year.
Okay.
Being in a lab setting, we can only have 25 students per instructor. We generally, over the years, have always, by the end of 2 years, graduate someplace between that 15 and 25 students.
Okay. If you're just tuning in, Paul Ramel broadcasting from Minnesota West Community College, the Canby campus here, big extravaganza going on. There's going to be food later at noon, I understand.
From 11 until 7.
And the money goes for the program.
Yes, it does.
Awesome. Now, in 41 years, Peter, you've seen a lot of changes. Talk about that a little bit.
When I started teaching here, my specialty was in the diesel fuel injection systems. And at that time, it was all mechanical operation.
Okay.
Nowadays, virtually everything that's sitting in the shop here today is electronically controlled. So We had no computers on board when I started teaching, and now the tractors, the combines, semis can have anywhere from 20 to 30 computers on board or control modules, which are small computers.
Wow. Was that a hard learning curve for you to learn as it came on or not?
You know, and I grew up in an age where computers were non-existent.
Existent. Me too, yeah.
And, but it was a little at a time, and it took study on my part, read on as much as I could. During the summer months, we would always try to get out to training sessions with the different manufacturers and that type of thing.
Okay. All right. Well, a big day for you here today, and usually you have quite a few people that come through the shop here.
Yes, and hopefully the fact that we had to postpone it today doesn't have a big effect. Anybody that's hearing us that have been here before, come on out.
That's right. Come on over to the Minnesota West Community College, the Canby campus today. From when again, Peter?
We started at 8 o'clock this morning, okay. And it goes until 7 o'clock tonight. We'll do the big drawing for the raffle at 7 o'clock.
Okay, and the feed, the burger feed?
Burger feed is from 11 o'clock until 7.
7? Oh, okay, all afternoon then.
All afternoon.
All right, and come on in and learn about the diesel program, right?
Exactly.
All right. Peter, congratulations on 41 years.
Thank you.
That's awesome. And we'll be talking to some students here in the next couple of minutes, and I got Nicole Zempel with us here. I know Nicole's a good friend of mine, and Nicole loves Minnesota West Community College, doesn't she?
Yes, she's one of our recruiters for students.
Yes, so. Does a great job, doesn't she?
Absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Paul.
That's Peter Gerard, the diesel instructor here at Minnesota West Community College here in Canby. Come on over to the extravaganza today. It's beautiful. Beautiful day. The roads are good. I come from Madison this morning to Canby, and they were excellent. So come on over, learn about Minnesota West Community College today, and especially the diesel program here in the Canby campus. And with that, we'll turn it back to you at the studios.